You're number 81, baby.
Kobe.
Let's go.
Mamba mentality. Yeah, 81 points. But nah, I agree with that. So you do get how I feel. Once you just do it enough, it becomes a part of you. It's like, do you think, I'm like, is Oprah getting nervous after doing 20 seasons of her? No. You know, it's like.
Nah.
The diamonds are symbolic of all the pressure they put on me until I shine. My life is symbiotic with the culture. I could never ever lose the vibe. Make sure they rolling one up for me, cause it's been a long ride. We doing this one for Money T. Keep his name alive.
All right, Case, welcome back to the podcast, The Return of Case the Rapper. He had two albums that dropped this year, Golden Child 2 and Fourth Quarter. Case, feel free to introduce yourselves for the new viewers and for the previous viewers that hear you. I know I do. So definitely would like to have you on again. Thanks for coming on, too.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. I mean, you said it all, man. I'm just, you know, living my life. Entrepreneur, songwriter, you know. Singer, just doing it all, right?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the clips I saw recently was of you and Gratitude. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like what, I guess like what was like the kind of like the things you improved on since your last album, since you came on the show? And what is it about Gratitude that you learned, right? Because there's, I feel like rappers go through a lot of stuff in their lives to like, and it comes out music, right? So want to know a little bit about your journey since then, you know, like what did you find out? How did you, you know, bring about a lot of these findings, I guess, right?
Nothing that I really found out recently since the last album. The last album was in June and this one came in December. So it was 6 months. It was a lot of me just improving and just going deeper into myself. Like my whole thing right now is that like, I don't have any more questions left about what I'm doing. You know, I think I'm at the point where I just have to do it and be consistent. Everything has pretty much manifested, you know, 5 years ago, I left school. Now I do my own shows, you know, like people come out to see me perform. We did two shows this year, two shows, two projects, but the difference is they're independent shows. You know, no one is promoting it but me and the people in it. So these things are truly a big deal. But you know, and I'm the one calling the venues or my partner calling the venues saying, you know, we can bring a few hundred people here. What can we do? And, you know, we have to negotiate a deal. So I just feel like my foot is in the game, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, or whether it looks the way we want it to look or not. But realistically, I can lay down the facts. Like, it's happening. I'm doing my own shows. I'm giving back. We just did our third annual, you know, turkey donation type of thing. Like, we always give back to the homeless on Thanksgiving. Twice this year, we also gave to special needs classrooms. And we just recently did last week. Yeah, so I'm just in it. And it's not much that I'm learning per se, or that I didn't know before. It's just like, you know what you know. Now go out there and perform. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed in your music too, a lot of your flows and stuff it feels like the same person, but it just definitely feels like you got better lyrically.
Yeah.
And I see that you seem more legit. I don't know how to explain it, but it seems like, you know, you're just more better. And I really like some of the music videos you're dropping too. It seems like more and more legit, like, you know, you're gonna go mainstream. So, you know, I think you just have to manifest it, and I think it's gonna happen, you know, just a matter of time, man.
Yeah, I think what I was describing or what you're describing is comfort. I'm completely comfortable in this, you know, as opposed to a few years ago. I'm like, what do I do with this gift, and what do I do with now being a new entrepreneur? Now I kind of have direction and I'm living it. So even when I'm doing shows and doing philanthropy and stuff like that, it just feels like a normal day in my life, as opposed to years ago where it's like a big deal. Like, oh my God, I'm really doing this. Now it's like, it's happened enough times where I'm just comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's nothing new for you. And it's like, I think also performing too, going on tour must be an exciting feeling, right? Like having hundreds of people kind of like cheering your name, people that might know your music, people that might really like you might resonate with people. How's that like, kind of like going on tour? And how many shows have you done this year? Curious to know, you know?
I did 3 this year. Like, I'm just, I'm independent. I'm an independent artist. So, you know, when I make shows, I'm making money off of it. You know what I mean? So it's a big deal. I didn't tour this year. I toured a few years ago, but right now I'm just kind of trying to build what we already have, if that makes sense. Like, just build on what we already have. If the past 2 years, Case Enterprises LLC has grossed a pretty substantial amount of money throughout the year, you know what I mean? Like, as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So I took that and just built on it and see how can we do more with what we have now. And that's how the mainstream flow is going to meet us. You get what I'm saying? So how it is it's amazing. You just don't know who wants to support you. You don't know who knows your music. You don't know who is watching. So when we do go out into the show, do our own shows and meet the people, it's like, you came? What the heck? I didn't know you. You know, I didn't know you would support me like this, you know? So
yeah,
I try to just stay as personable as possible and, you know, shake hands with everybody, give all the women hugs and just keep it authentic because everyone is supporting me. You didn't have to be here. You know what I mean? So the last show we did was on a Sunday and we were a few people off from 300 people. You know what I mean? So, and that's independently. It's not like a radio station is saying, go see Case today. It's not like a label. It's putting millions of dollars to say, go see Case today. This is just me and word of mouth. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
It's obvious that this is a profitable thing and Case is a profitable artist. And I've definitely bumped up a level, you know, to the point where independent artists now come to me like, can you help us? Like, what advice do you have? You know, so life has completely shifted for me in a way, you know? Completely, yeah. But it feels great. It feels amazing.
No, congrats, man. And I'm so happy for you too, because I always wanted, like, you know, when you came back on this podcast, we're talking about, like, you know, you making it, and it feels like, you know, you got to like some level that you're finally comfortable and finally able to kind of give back to, not only in your music, but it kind of shows off, you know, you're still like that grounded person and you like to give back to people. So it's just pretty fire to see you grow like that too. I guess one of your top songs I wanted to know is like, what is like your most like recent song you're really into? Let's talk about some of your music now too, because I know last time we kept going back and forth. This time I want to get in the album, bro. Like, I listened to it like the last 2 days, you know, I postponed this recording and I was like, yo, this shit's fucking lit, you know? I was listening to a lot of shit. I like Solid a lot and I like Pinnacle a lot too. So those two are like one of my tops, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it's that was Golden Child 2 and then Fourth Quarter, which is 2 weeks old,
not even.
Probably like, it's probably a little bit older than 2 weeks at this point. But my favorite right now would probably have to be the song I have called Chosen, which is more of like an introspective version of myself. I like that type of music. So I like at the beginning and the end is where I get introspective. So the like Pinnacle is a beginning song, so it's my mindset in that moment. The song on the new one is called I Am Free. It's my mindset at that moment. It's not necessarily a song. It's me expressing myself. So those are my favorite type of songs to make, and Pinnacle is definitely up there on my favorites because those are the most therapeutic. So I would have to say at this moment those, but I love all of them, you know. But I don't have an attachment to them. Like, oh, they're my babies. Nah. I feel like my gift is, like, as a creative, my purpose is to just paint the picture and release it. You know, I can't be attached to it. So, but I love it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like how you're just, like, a little bit more open in these nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you went off. So I thought it was really cool. And I also like the fact that you're, you know, I saw, like, your music video. I think it was I Am Free. And I just thought like that kind of indicated like, you know, like you look really legit in that one. I don't know why, but it was just more legit of you now. I don't explain it, but I'm just glad that you You got to love on all your, I see also on Spotify, all your songs, like the ones you just released from fourth quarter, they're all trending, which is fire, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even, honestly, at this project, I didn't even like promote it or anything yet. Like, we're just, my birthday's in the morning, you know what I mean? Like, it's so much going on right now where I just like, at the end of the day, I just want to put the music out. I just want to put the music out. But we're going to get there to the point where we promote it and all that good stuff. But I'm an independent artist. I kind of just go with my own pace. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the best because I think people can relate to you in that sense. I think Kendrick Lamar, when he first started, just to kind of relate, he did a lot of underground stuff, right? And then from there, he went on to being a little bit bigger and bigger, better performer. So I think just kind of like doing what you're doing now is the correct path. And you guys have some form of income and some kind of like brand that kind of like keeps you guys going. So yeah. I think that's the sweet spot, you know, instead of just kind of figuring out who you guys are. So
for sure, yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel like I'm definitely the bridge from beginning and getting to that point, that mainstream point. Like I'm directly in the middle of that right now. You know what I mean? Like, there's levels to everything, and I'm definitely at a different level for sure. So you're absolutely right. They all start indie and underground, you know? J. Cole started this way. Drake started this way, you know? This is when they actually got to mainstream. Yeah, him too. This is how they got to mainstream. They got to the point where they can do their own shows and make money off of it. So we already know what's next. Exactly.
No, that's fire, man. And how's, like, I guess, through all these albums you've been dropping, how's your mental health been? Because, you know, another premise of this podcast is mental health. Yeah. So how's that been? Because I saw a lot of emotion coming out and I also saw a lot of success too, right? So how did you balance all that? Wanted to know. So
You know, I try my best to meditate to start my days. I try to journal as much as I can. And I try to just, I think the main part is perspective. It's very easy to go down a negative road, like from your perspective, right? Start thinking negatively, like, I wish I was here. Why is he famous? Or why is she famous? You know, it's very easy to do that. So I kind of just stay in my journey. Like, I stay with wherever I'm going. I really try to focus on me and just making that consistent elevation. So how can we push things every year and every moment? How can I get better? And it's really just, I say the game of life is a one player game and I'm just playing GTA with myself. You know what I mean? Like, how do we do something that we actually want to do and move forward? So I'm just completely engulfed in my own life. I don't really worry about what's going on in the media. I mean, I try to stay away from all of that type of stuff. So it helps with my mental health. Yeah, it helps with my mental health and just everything that I'm feeding myself. Like, you are what you consume. So if I'm consuming, you know, negativity online, I'm probably a little negative on the inside. You know, like, I think everything is everything and it all correlates. So I try to just consume good media, good things, and read, you know, just try to consume things that are beneficial.
Uplifting a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. I even with me, you know, even with the podcast stuff and just social media, I think I like kind of like stopped posting so much. Been focusing more on me and a little bit about like that mental health thing. And I think it comes out in your music too, right? Because I think as you're rapping or freestyling, I don't know how you do it, Case, but when you're doing that, I think it's therapeutic for you, right? And you want to be more of like a positive yet like honest artist rather than have so many negative thoughts and all that stuff. I think that plays it shows off in your music, right? Because the quality, I believe, right? So, you know, definitely is a big thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Try to stay authentic. Like, in my brain, there's more people who had a breakup than that can, you know, hurt someone. You know what I mean? Like, why is that the most popular thing, right? So I just try to stay relatable and honest with everything that I do, not only in music, but just as a person. So that's why we give back, because in reality, none of this matters if everyone's not okay. You know what I mean? If somebody in this world is struggling, how are we just sitting back, you know? So I just try to just be the change that I want to see. So in the music world, I want to be authentic and true to self. And in my real life, I want to do the same.
So, no, yeah. I definitely I feel you on that. Even for Christmas this year, I saw a mom outside, you know, because the economy is like really bad right now outside. And I saw a mom outside putting like a fundraising billboard, and she was like, need money for my like presents to get out for my family. So I gave some money to her. But just to like kind of relate to you in that sense is like, yeah, I do it too all the time. And I think it's not even for me. I do it for just helping someone else out because, you know, I have everything. We have everything we need, right? We just want to move forward in our career. But there's some people out there that are kind of like living paycheck to paycheck and struggling. And, you know, sometimes we struggle too, but yeah, you know, you just have to keep in mind, like, you know, I'm not the shit. I'm like showing them my music, but you know, it's always good to just kind of give back to someone. And it makes me feel like more of like, okay, you know, like I made it, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm still a person and tomorrow's not granted. Right. So I always look for God too.
Absolutely. 100%. Like rap is just a braggadocious sport. Like it's hard to rap without being braggadocious. You know what I mean? Cause it comes with a certain, it comes with a certain ego. So, I mean, as someone who's killed their ego and rebuilt it, I had to learn how to just tap back into that ego when it's time to feel like that again. You know, a lot of my life and music is how I feel. So, but in life, I'm not really braggadocious, you know, like I'm actually the complete opposite in life. But I have to acknowledge that we all have those sides. If somebody's like, man, you ain't ish, it's like a part of me wants to be like, yes, I am. You know, like the ego comes out a little bit. But in real life, I'm kind of just in the background a little bit. I feel like I'm a extroverted introvert or introverted extrovert, however you want to put it. Like I can be out there, but I choose not to. You know what I mean? So when I rap, it's really a whole nother side of me. Or when I sing or perform, it's really the other side of me. Because in reality, I'm really just laid back. But I also possess the skills and the talent and the, you know, the will to want to put myself on front street and be brave and perform and sing in front of people. And, you know, in my delusional mind, I want to change the world, which is why I do something like the things that I do, you know? So
I think that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I think having a little bit of delusion is always healthy. Mm-hmm. I think people that are kind of like on the wonkier side are going to succeed and achieve great things just because you're kind of stepping into a realm that's kind of like, okay, people are like, yeah, he's not going to make it. But then you make it and then you're like, wait, what's he doing now? You know? Yeah. So I think it's more so about embracing that delusion and kind of manifesting it and then 100%. Showing people, look, I got it, you know?
Delusion is the key. Delusion is literally the key. Everyone who literally lives in their reality are probably the ones losing their ish the most. You know what I mean? It's the times where you forget your reality is when you make it, which is why so many people make it because they really believe what they're saying, whether it's good or bad. You know what I mean? Even some of the worst people to run a country, they really believed what they were saying. So it's delusion is the key ingredient to anything you want in life. You know what I mean? How delusional am I for saying I'm leaving school and I'm doing music? You know, it's like, bro, what's going on? So I think the key is to not make sense at all. Delusion is 100% the key. Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. And I think it's one of those things where like, the more you believe in your delusion, the more other people believe in you.
Yes.
And I think that faith is just there because it's like, wow, this guy has so much confidence. Maybe they start doubting themselves, right? Maybe I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be doubting. Maybe he's right, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that I'm not seeing here, you know?
100%. So. I think of like Kobe and Michael Jordan. They really think they can make every shot. You know, like they really think that. Like, I'm never losing. That's how they really think. It's the key to everything. Yeah, it truly is.
Tom Brady, too.
Yeah,
he thought he could keep making touchdowns, and then, you know, he got divorced, and then he's still in the game, and then he leaves a year after. But it's like, you know, he did everything he could. You know,
but this is the thing. If you don't believe it, who will? You know? If you don't believe it, who will? So delusion is the key to everything.
Nah, I
healthy
definitely...
delusion. Let's say healthy delusion. Healthy delusion.
Healthy delusion, yeah. That's not being, like, so crazy. You just walk outside and whatever the heck you want. But, you know, have the healthy delusion going. So I feel you on that. How's everything else with you going as far as just kind of, you know, aside from being a rapper, like kind of just kind of like your day-to-day and stuff, anything that has really changed? Or is it just kind of like you've been so consistent and in your own world so much mm-hmm. that you just don't have any different habits. I don't know.
I'm trying to think what has changed. I don't know.
Do you have life more people on your team?
No, I don't. I don't. Ah, you know what it is? I'm such a perfectionist, wow. and I'm just like, I have to analyze every single thing. Everything. I mean, I do have more people on my team. Let me not say that. We just recently got a new videographer, cameraman, you know, whatever you want to call it. And he's okay. amazing. He's a younger kid. He's in college, but this is something that he enjoys and he kind of wants to do. So, you know, and he believes in me, you know, and that's the most important thing. So for Christmas, you know, Apply Pressure, we ended up getting him a Christmas gift and stuff like that, just because we truly appreciate everyone that helps along this journey. And there's honorable members who haven't truly joined, like our girlfriends and fiancés, you know what I mean? My boy had a baby this year.
Shout out to those people too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe like all the shit that's not mentioned, but they do it, you know what I mean?
They do it. So I have like my girlfriend recording, you know, when we're on, wherever we are. She's always getting reels. Like everyone around me is kind of bought in on what we're doing because we see the results, you know, we see the results. It's not a pipe dream anymore. It's legit. It's legitimately here. So we definitely did have more people, but I'm trying to think what else changed.
Are you doing more shows? Just like, are you doing shows in Jersey? Or are you open to kind of going outside of Jersey?
No, I'm for sure open. I'm for sure open. But it's like I haven't done a free show in 2 years now. You know what I mean? Like my mindset has completely changed. It's almost like, why would I do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The point. But I'm also open to opportunity as well. So I don't want to close that down because a lot of opportunity doesn't have a monetary gain attached to it. A lot of the great opportunities, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like internships is a prime example. People are interns with no pay, but that ends up being their job for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know what I mean? Like that's a prime example of an opportunity. Yeah, that doesn't come with money, but it comes with the people. So I'm not completely opposed to it. And there's people, I have supporters across the states. You know what I mean? Like there's people in Florida who rock with me.
Yeah.
There's people in Utah, of course, New York and Philly. I don't know if it'll be to the extent of obviously a Jersey show. I'm from Jersey, you know, like if we can pack out 300 to 500 people in Jersey, I'm like, you know, so
yeah,
I mean, but it's possible. Yeah, it's possible 100%. And I'm not closed off to anything, you know?
Nah, I feel you. No, that's pretty legit. Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you know, like sometimes if you get an opportunity to kind of like, you know, perform as like a second or third act to like a big stadium, you know, that's big because like your name will be get out there. And plus you get the experience, right?
Yeah.
And performing in front of like thousands of people, that is an art. It's not it's not easy. Like 1,000 or 4 or 5K, like that's next level, you know?
Yeah, so. And that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. But I feel like that's where I'm at in my journey is you can do all of this by yourself, but you're going to need an opportunity soon. You're going to need that platform soon. You know, I something in my brain told me, like, even wrestlers, like, think about wrestlers. There's a lot of independent wrestlers who have great careers. You know, we just never hear about them until they get to the platform, which would be a WWE or AEW. You know, like, it's the same thing in the music industry. It's the same thing in the acting business. It's a bunch of people on Broadway we never heard about who probably have 20-30 year careers and they're legends in their field, but they never got that the platform, which is the movie Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's the same thing in music. There's so many independent legends that we don't know, but they just didn't sign to a major label, which is the platform. So I feel like that's where I am. Is yeah, you can do it. You can make money in a career off what you're doing now for sure. But I'm still young, and I really think the next step is that platform. Even if it comes organically, like I don't have to sign to a label. However it comes, that's the point that I'm at right now. So hopefully in our next interview, we'll be talking about the platform and how we made that jump. You know what I mean?
It's definitely interesting, bro, because definitely like it reminds me of like how, like, you know, Kanye West was like, I don't want to signed to a platform, because a lot of times a platform tries to, like, you know, depend on the label and stuff, like they try to like kind of with the money and they try to control you and regulate. Yeah. I think like with being an independent rapper, you know, you get your own, everything goes to you. And at the same time, you have all this fan base and it's like an authentic company. Mm-hmm. So sometimes a name can speak for itself. Like if that name, you know, meets the same level as a label, then at that point, why should you go to a label, right? Your Absolutely. Name is equivalent to a label. So, and you're making all that money or, you know, the profit and just all the attention to yourself, mm-hmm. right? And I think your team is like the ones that you trust the most, because as you get up more up, right, there's only a few number of people that you're really going to connect with, right, at that level, because, you know, it's tough to trust others, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know what other people want. So mm-hmm. That's fire, man.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But in the same breath, everyone we know in music is because they signed to a label. You know what I mean? Even if you just get to the label and come back out, then your name is up there. But the only reason we know Kanye is because he was on a label and they blasted him out over the world. You know what I mean? Like, they have the tools to put you in West Africa. Like, what the? You know what I mean? Like, it's people in South Africa who knows who Kanye is, or 50 Cent. It's people in Rome. And it's like, that's hard for me to achieve by myself. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to go viral a bunch of times, and we have to solidify ourselves as a household
capitalized
name.
Capitalized too. Yeah. There's like marketing that people do, like, you know, collaborations and stuff too. That's mm-hmm. why I feel like, you know, Drake, people think like, you know, Drake is just like some guy, he raps and stuff. But if you look at like, someone really analyzes him, the man's a genius, because he has Air Canada, right? The flight. He has Nike. He has Nocta. He has, he's ambassador for Canada, the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Like, he's doing all those things, and he's Drake. So it's like, when you collab all of that, and he's, you know, collabing with Kevin Durant with his clothing brand. Like, when you do stuff like that, I think you have to know how to capitalize. I think that's when people fall off a little bit. So I think but I think you have that down, you know, you're always like, you know, pretty active when it comes to the rapping and kind of like the right trend and not, you know, just random things. Mm-hmm. So it's good, man. I'm glad you're focused. And what's in store for you for 2024? Any previews that you can't give out, or?
I'm starting the year off hot. So I can't say that, but I'm starting the year off hot as an entrepreneur, not even an artist. You know what I mean? Like, we have a big thing in the works that I've been like, we've been holding on just to get it right, you know, just to make sure we have the proper tools to make it a thing. But I definitely have something coming in the works in January. And I just have so much music. Like, at this point, I just want to put it out so I can just continue to make more. But I think 2024 is a huge year.
You went off this year, bro. You went off.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think that this year. Why you say that?
No, just because, like, I saw so many songs and I just felt like it was just so much, like, music and content that just came out. And I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. And you were posting music videos, which is, like, mm-hmm. a whole different thing, right? So it's, like, and you were doing shows. So I think that's a lot, you know, for one guy.
I don't even realize it. Yeah, I don't even realize it. But at the end of the day, I just want to be great, you know? I just want to be. No, let me rephrase that. I am great. At the end of the day, I am great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I do work hard. I do work hard. He doubled down. You are great, bro. Just listen to me. You are. But the goal is to be great, man. I just want to be. I just am great, and I just strive to be greater. And we've taken a lot of jumps, but there's so much more, and that's what energizes me about life. Is that this is nothing. This is just a sliver of what's to come, and. You know, I just want to be the example of what happens when you stay pure. What happens when you don't lie? What happens when you don't clout chase? What happens when you don't buy followers, you know? Is God really real? Is he really going to do this? You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that example. What happens when you do give back before you're major, you know, before you're a complete household name? What happens? So I feel like I want to be the example, and I am the example of what happens when you just stay down on your craft and do good and put good out into the world. So let's see what happens with that. And so far, it's been going pretty well.
Yeah, I can't complain, man. I mean, I'm seeing, like, just kind of like going back to like some of the music you've been releasing, and, you know, just kind of like all the stuff that I kind of like try to like introspect of how when we first had our first podcast till now, bro, I noticed it too. And it's one of those things where I'm just like mad proud to have you on. And second of all, like just the fact that you're able to still like be really grounded, it makes me feel good, because then I feel like I'm interviewing someone that's like legit and is not in the clouds, but is aiming for the clouds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to like bring it all around, bro. It's surreal, man. It's freaking crazy.
I appreciate that, man. Just appreciate you for speaking life into me as well, because we don't realize is the strong people need to hear that sometimes. You know what I mean? Like the people who are actually doing the work.
Others, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I appreciate you just pouring into my cup, because I needed that for sure.
No, definitely, man. And with me, I think it goes way past race and all that crap. For me, it's more about, I feel like everyone's my, like whoever fucks with me is my brother. So like that's how it works. And you know, I've met so many people give back and are authentic. And I think even with me, like pouring my heart out into this podcast, I think I met fucking amazingly cool people, just like artists, you know, fitness people, like anyone that's kind of like willing to just have a conversation about mental health and stuff and like just kind of like focus on their craft. I think I appreciate, because it's not easy, you know. I mean, it's all laughs and shit, but you made this happen on your own, bro. Like you made this shit, like this, I don't know, this creation, that's all your shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's crazy, man.
But God is always first. Yeah, I did put the work in and the hours when no one was looking, but I had that, you know, I had God first that kept me going. You know, people don't understand the nights where you might be tearing up because it's like, oh, I hate this, but I know I got to do it. You know, I want it that bad. You know, people don't see those nights where everybody's in bed asleep and I'm in the studio, like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't see those nights where it's like I'm hurting or my back hurts or something is going on with me, my voice, whatever the case may be, and then you have a show. You know what I mean? Like, people don't understand just the journey, which is why I always preach fall in love with your journey, because all of those things I just named is what made me better. You know, it just made, and not bitter. I got better, but not bitter. And I could have been bitter, because I've seen people, it looked like they were ahead of you, and then now where are they? You know what I mean? It looks a certain way, but I've just been keeping that steady pace. But even though it is me physically putting the work in, it's because I had that faith in the back. You know, like I had that faith of, I know this is for me, and I just believe and know that this is for me, and I'm just going to continue. The one thing I didn't do so far was quit. Even though there's days that were tough, you know what I mean? Where it's like, bro, I'm so sick of this, you know? Like people, so just you pouring into me just reminded me of that. Like if you stick through, you'll have people tell you, you know, like you don't even know how much I needed that today just because my birthday's tomorrow. Like I had a successful year, but thank you, bro. I had a very successful year, but it definitely took a lot out of me. Like it was draining just because we're independent. Like I don't have 30 people on my team, someone doing marketing, someone making sure I do the show, someone making sure we have the entrepreneur, the clothes, the partnership. It's really me and one other person handling all of it. You know what I mean? So I just want to say thank you, because I do feel a little exhausted mentally, you know, right before my birthday, but I'm just pushing.
No, you definitely need people. Yeah. And the thing is, I get motivated off of you too, because I know we don't talk like on a day-to-day basis, but I do see your posts and I do always kind of like try to repost as much as I can. And like, you know, anything I feel like, oh, okay, this resonates with me. But I try to do that. And like, I think when I see you and like other creators I work with, like getting ahead, I'm genuinely like happy for them, but I am like, okay, now I want to know like what the heck happened that switch, right? Maybe there was like a heartbreak, or maybe there was like some rapper gave you some shit, or like some rapper gave you some advice, right? Like something, right? Or like you said, you ever bring a bad day and then somehow something comes in your head and you just start going off at the mic, right? So it's stuff like that I want to know, because it makes me feel like, okay, this is something I'm genuinely curious to know. And it's not only for the podcast, but it's also to have that creative mindset, right? Like genuinely care about like my people. But then it's all of us in the same space, right? Growing together, kind of learning. And thing is, like, it's not only you, man. It's like other people I've worked with, I've just seeing them grow, and I'm like so happy for them. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and I believe that. Like, you've always been genuine, even since the last call. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that for sure, because you don't meet a lot of genuine people anymore. You know what I mean? A lot of people have a hidden agenda. So just for you to just be honest and even hit me up to do this again, it's like you stood on your word, because we definitely said, I'll be back. And a lot of times people don't ever follow up, you know? So,
I'm awesome, definitely ready to put you. Yeah, you too, man. You too, man. I'm glad we got to go to one of your, your shows. Yeah. So I'm definitely around with my boys whenever I can, and we'll definitely show love. I definitely am like planning to go. Just haven't had time recently because of like some job shit that I've been dealing with. But other than that, always there for you. And like, you know, let's turn up and reach each other. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
gotta get a few likewise, shots, bro. 100%. February. Okay, yeah, okay. Look for that. But what were you saying?
I was going to say, do you take shots when you do shows or you do it after? Because like, yeah, because it's, I know people who can do it both, but obviously it's like, you know, you don't want to slur your words or,
yeah,
you know.
I wouldn't be drunk. I just want to be the best version of myself while I'm on that stage. Like, I worked so hard to get to that point. You know what I mean? So even the last show, I was singing live. So like, I was drinking tea for like 2 weeks straight. I was having days where I just wouldn't talk. Like vocal rest. Like, singing is a new thing for me. So I had to study on like, what do singers even do? There's people like Celine Dion who do singing exercises. There's other singers who like put a scarf around their neck and put the heat in the house up to almost 100 just to warm those vocal cords. Wow. Yeah. So I've been doing my research on that, because I started off as a rapper. Like, I started off rapping, and then I found out, hey, you have a little voice. Like, once a singer told me that, I was like, oh nah, I'm singing. Like, what? Because I was telling this girl in the studio. Yeah,
you see that reel of Lil Wayne, and he's like, wait, I heard Drake go, ooh, and then like next thing you know, he became like a singer. Do you remember the reel I'm talking about? It was like,
I heard it. But I was asking this girl, I mean, I was in a studio with this girl, and I'm like, can you sing this part like this? And she's like, why are you asking me? You can sing. I'm like, oh, for real? She's like, yeah. I'm like, that was from that day on, I'm singing. So I had to really do my research on the art of singing and how to be a singer. And I'm also looking forward to doing singing lessons. You know, like, I'm just the type of person that takes things serious, you know? So that's why I don't drink before a performance, because I have to take it serious.
And the reason I'm
turning up.
Yeah. The reason I was curious is because, like, the only reason I'm curious is because, like, you're, let's say it's your show and your boys are hyped for you. And, like, we get in the moment to be like, yo, Case, like, drink with us, turn up. Like, it's kind of tough to say no to your boys, but at the same time, like, as your boys, we got to understand, like, you know, like, he's got to do his thing before he can turn up, you know? So
yeah, and on my shows, everybody's trying to buy me a drink. You know what I mean? So I always say,
because we appreciate after.
But after that, everybody buys me so many drinks. I don't even spend a dime. You know what I mean? Like, everyone is just like, yo, we got to take a shot. I'm like, oh my God. And then the venue gives you a complimentary bottle because, you know, you're in business together. So they like, bottle on us. Turn up, you know, so I'm already, you know, I love what I do, bro. I really do. It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome career too. Like, aside from just being a rapper too, like, maybe, like, you know, just understanding how, like, the business works. I think that's really cool. And, you know, just, you won't understand until you're in that game, right? So even with me, I'm not a rapper, but the thing is, maybe through you one day, I'll understand how all that stuff works on the back end, right?
Yeah.
And then just kind of be there for you and maybe pop bottles or whatever. But do you have any, like, in the crowd, like, do you ever kind of lose your train of thought because it's like a lot of people? I'm curious to know, because for me that sounds like a lot to take in. Or do you have any, like, hecklers sometimes, or just like, you're the best, but then like you kind of lose your train of thought? Does that ever happen?
It hasn't happened. Hecklers in a good way, like, woo, like, yeah, in a good way, like, in a good way.
Like,
yeah,
people hype you up, but then you, like, you're about to say your lyrics, and then, like, you forget, right? Like, because...
Nah, or, the one thing I've always been good at was improvision. Like, I can improvise, and I think the things that... I don't feel like I'll ever be thrown off, because I'm just... Before I even get there, I've already practiced my set 1,000 times. You know what I mean? Like, I believe in repetition you know, and I used to play sports. So I know you have to repeat things for them to become muscle memory. So prior to the show, I'm in the mirror like this. I'm already thinking of what I'm going to say to the crowd. I'm already thinking of awkward moments that can possibly happen. You know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. So, no, I haven't had a moment like that where I just completely lost where I was. But even if I did, the DJ behind me, let's hype it up. Let's make some noise. You know, like they're trained to do that as well. So, no, I really haven't.
That makes a lot of sense, because it, like, a lot of videos I've seen, like, rappers are like right before they go on stage, they're like kind of like talking to themselves or rapping, but they're probably trying to like get those like that throat warm, and they're probably trying to like make sure they're just like, you know, airing out any slurs or any nerve, like, you know, high nerve, just to get it out of their system, you know. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you practice in the mirror, okay? That's pretty dope.
Oh yeah, 100%. I practice in the room, and I'm just moving. I'm practicing my voice control. I go through the whole set. Okay, so like last show, I did a 15-minute or 20-minute set, which is 15 to 20 minutes of songs, you know? So obviously, you're going to be like out of breath. I'm not only walking around, but I'm singing and rapping, you know, and talking. It's a constant thing of movement. So you have to be in some type of shape. So 2-3 weeks before the show, I'm in the gym every day, you know? I'm in the gym every day, and I'm practicing every day. I'm on the treadmill. I'm lifting weights, anything for that endurance. So I really, saying it to you is showing me how serious I take it. But in those moments, I'm just in the moment. You know, I kind of just blank out. For the last year or two for me, it just feels like something's picking me up and just moving me through life. Like, it's a weird feeling, but I feel like that feeling is when you're in alignment with what you're supposed to do, it kind of feels out of this world. And that's how I feel. Like, I don't know how the people show up. You know, I don't know how I'm doing this. I'm just doing it, if that makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but that's kind of how I feel. Like,
It makes sense to me. I just think you're really into your work, but just make sure you don't lose track of that. Because it's, the thing is, if you lose track, you kind of might lose that spark. And I think you have that spark right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is, like, you just have to stay consistent. And whatever you're doing is just stick with it, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And it takes people like you to remind me of stuff like that too, as well. You know, I just don't believe in any coincidences, and even us on this phone call, I think it was for a reason, you know? So yeah, but no, I definitely, I've never gotten like, do you like get nervous before doing stuff like this or no?
No, I mean, no, I think it's like what you said before. I think it's more so like I'm in my element. I don't think about it anymore. And I kind of go with how the person is. Yeah. And sometimes, like, some of these, before I used to read off like a pamphlet and go off, you know, like this and that. But then, like, guests like you, I'm like very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like go off. Like, there's nothing I'm reading off of anything right now. I'm just going off my head. But it's kind of like I've been doing this over like 80 to 85 episodes. So now it's, I'm used to it, you know? And I'm,
man, my episode is 81.
You're number 81, baby.
Kobe. Let's go. Kobe, let's go. Mamba mentality. 81 points. But nah, I agree with that. So you do get how I feel. Once you just do it enough, it becomes a part of you. It's like, do you think, I'm like, is Oprah getting nervous after doing 20 seasons of her? No. You know, it's like, it becomes your norm. Yeah, it becomes your norm, especially when it's something that you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy to just look back, bro, because I feel like when we both started out on the first episode, we were both kind of just like, hey, I'm about this, and but now we're like, all right, we have our shit together, but we're locked in on what the future holds, and we got to stick to it, you know? So it's going to be sick to see how it goes. Question, I know rappers get a lot of tattoos. Do you have any tattoos? Because I got one recently. Barely, I can't, I don't know if you can see it, but it's my brother's name. It's my brother's name in Icelandic. But I wanted to know, do you have any tattoos you're planning on getting or any tattoos you have right now? Because I know there's like rappers end up getting a lot. And and it's always like someone like your mom, right? Like someone close to you. I just remember it because remember talking about your mom.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like is there like an inspiration behind it, or do you have any, or curious to know?
No tattoos.
Okay.
just never know what to get. Like, it's not that serious to me. It's not that serious. I mean, I had like a one time, you know, I kind of had like an out of body experience and I kind of just wanted to get like love right here in red. But I'm like, bro, I'm not doing that. I don't feel that much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. It's not that serious to me.
Out of body experiences are kind of like they're just one day thing. I was thinking more about like significance or like, you know, like for me, it's like my brother has been a very big motivator because he's 17. But he always tells me like, yo, like, don't listen to other people. He's like basically the one person that tells me like, yo, don't listen to other people. Fuck what they think. Mm-hmm. Focus on you. So you always need that one person, right? Mm-hmm. And then obviously like my girlfriend and my family and stuff too. But mm-hmm. I think like for me, it's like having a sibling. Like, you know, if you have a sibling, they're just like closer to you because like they've been around your whole life. So
yeah, for sure.
It's like that, you know?
Yeah. Now I have siblings. I have three besides me.
So you know what I mean? Like they, yeah, the thing is like your mom's there in the beginning and your girlfriend's there later. I'm the oldest.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Me too. All right. So yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. 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 So like, you know, like they're in your life, your whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. So they know you in and out. So like when you go to them, sometimes it's good to have advice from them, you know? Like obviously like you're the older brother, but you also see like, you know, like this was the younger you, but like when you start doubting yourself, you got to go back to the younger you, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. They have a different perspective on things for sure.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, so for sure. Yeah. That's why I was just.
No tats for me. I don't. I mean, I have significant people and things going on, but I don't know. I don't know. I'll just tell them that I love them.
It's 3 years from now, you're going to be all tatted up. Watch. I'm putting money on it. 3 years from now, like, yeah, by the way, I got like 30 tats. Yeah.
We'll see. But as of right now, nah, I'm good.
So I guess, yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. But okay, so what made you think of getting the name Fourth Quarter and the Golden Child too? Like, I want to know the inspiration behind the names because that was pretty cool. Fourth Quarter, you know, obviously it's basketball. Fourth Quarter is crunch time, right? Mm-hmm. But what was the inspiration behind it, right? Want to know.
So in the industry, in the music industry, they call like the last 2 months the fourth quarter or 3 months. It's the fourth quarter. It's like the last, like normally back in the day when CDs were out, only the biggest artists would drop in the fourth quarter.
Oh, shit.
To the streaming. But it's still a thing. Like most people who are signed to a label and they're not the number one on the label are probably not dropping in the fourth quarter. Also in the industry, everyone takes vacations in the fourth quarter. So even the labels aren't even home right now. You know what I mean? They already did their books in November. They're done. They're already on to next year. Once January starts is when the first quarter starts and then they're back. So it was kind of a triple, double, quadruple entendre because I felt like it's the fourth quarter in my life. Like, I feel like I'm right there. This game is almost over. This game of when I left school, trying to figure it out, you know, my journey so far, this part is almost over because things have changed a lot. A lot of things have shifted. It's the fourth quarter in the industry and the music. Wow. No one expected this from me. So. It's the fourth quarter musically as well, like shot clock, like I'm cashing this before the season is over kind of thing. Like, watch what I do, you know? So
right before the new year, your birthday, you know, you're ready to go. Basically.
Exactly. And I just wanted to end the game strong or the year strong. So, you know, it was a kind of a triple entendre on why I named that fourth quarter. And Golden Child 2 was a play on Golden Child 1. Golden Child 1 was when I realized I could do this. So the cover art is me in front of 500 people with my arms out. I had the shorter hair and everything. That was like one of the first times I did that, a big, big, big performance. But I didn't own it. I wasn't the one who hit the venue up. You know what I mean? I didn't know I could sell that many tickets, but they knew. But I also didn't get paid that much for that performance. So Golden Child 2 was me doing it again with the same pose, this time with braids. Essentials on and this time it was a new and improved me, you know, and I made it gold. I made the thing gold. But Golden Child itself is me noticing that I'm the black sheep in my family. I was always different one way or another. I was always the more popular child I always was like, even when I was three, my mom said I used to be like, I want to do commercial. I want to do like clear as day. Like, I've just always been that kid who had an old soul, which eventually made me the golden child, you know? And the golden child is also someone in their family who's meant to take the lineage somewhere else, like higher, you know what I mean? So those are just kind of internal downloads that I had on my journey. And Golden Child 2 was the new improved version of Golden Child 1, was when I finally realized who I was and that I could do this. And now it's like, I know who I am and I'm doing this. That's the difference. So even if you ever go back and listen, you can even hear me trying to figure it out in the words. And then you get to Pinnacle, which I'm like, flow nasty. It keeps shitting. Dance on the beat, but I don't need rhythm. They try to walk in my shoes, they gonna keep tripping. Steph Curry, I'm always on guard and I keep distance. Yeah, so it's like, it's me saying like, they can't mess with me. I know I'm talented. I know I could do it. I know I got this. So that was what Golden Child 2 was about. So in each project, you just see a lot of different flavors, you know, like we can't put our finger on who Case is. We just know that whatever is coming out of his mouth and in his songs is authentic to him. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I have a sound per se. Maybe I have similar sounds, but I'm liable to change it. You know what I mean? I'm also Puerto Rican and Hispanic. So don't be surprised if you ever hear some reggaeton or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, people probably don't even know that about me. You know what I mean? So just opening up myself from the inside out. So the more I find out in here, the more I can present it to the world. So yeah, long-winded, but that's what it is.
That's a really cool like segue too, right? Because if you have Spanish music come out, well, now you have Spanish followers. And from there, you know, you never know. You might be doing a collab with Bad Bunny one day, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, for sure. No.
It's fine. No, I was just thinking openly, but I was thinking about how Drake was like, they asked him why you did Mia with Bad Bunny. Obviously, mm-hmm. You know that song, right? Mia.
Yeah.
And stuff. And he said, like, nowadays, rap, he's scared of the next generation that's going to be multi-talented, because nowadays everyone's multi-talented, but like what he's saying is like, you know, you're doing this as like from the black side of you. Mm-hmm. But then if you do the Puerto Rican side of you, he's already thinking about that. Damn. Mm-hmm. These are the next generation that's going to like shake up the world. Right. So that's what Drake was getting at when he did that interview, you know? So I think that's really cool. You know, you diversify and then, throw it out in the world. And I think,
but the key I wanted to mention is that it will be authentic to me. You know what I mean? Like, people don't know 100%. That about me, but it's true. I am Hispanic. It is what it is. Like, that's what I wanted to say. When I went to DR, they're like, are you from Puerto Rico? Because I know mad people who look like you. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? So like, just our psyche in America is so different from there. You're like, they saw me as Ken, you know, like, I feel like I've seen you before. I know people who look like you. As opposed to here, people only look at me as if I'm just black. We don't know. And there's so many people like that, and we wouldn't have a clue. But those nationalities all kind of come from the same place, whether we know it or not. You know what I mean? And it's not
right. I mean, I had a friend who was DR, and he always got mistaken for being black because of the little darker skin.
Yeah.
But thing is, like, when you go to DR, it's normal. You know, everyone has like so many different colors, and I'm like, damn, okay, that's fine, whatever. Yeah. You know, so it's always good to ask, you know?
Yes, absolutely. But nationality is a thing, and that's also something I've been deep into in myself, because I was raised one way, but I'm more than that. You know what I mean? I'm more than that. So just understanding my cultures and my history and things that I can't depend on American school to teach me about me, you know? I had to do my own research, because they were never going to teach me about me, you know? So I think that's where a lot of that power comes from. Like, I can do this because I had to learn about me on my own. Like, my parents weren't going to tell me this type of stuff, you know? As far as like history, like, before everything, you know? So.
No, definitely. And the thing is, like, you know, one good thing I like is, like, as an artist, your music is always going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you're around or not around, you know, that's one thing you're always going to be happy when you're older. It's like, you created legacy. You You know, you were the first child in your family that became the golden child, mm-hmm. and you start off as the black sheep. So that's like already kind of like a story or narrative right there, you know? Mm-hmm. Even my family, I'm like a little, somewhat of a black sheep too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, me doing what I'm doing now, it's like, wow, people are like, wait, I would have never guessed you're going to be a podcaster in college, right? So mm-hmm. you always, there's always different variations to you. So
yeah.
I'm glad you're taking that step, bro. And I'm glad that, you know, thanks for sharing why the fourth quarter, the name came about, and the Golden mm-hmm. Child too.
Because yeah.
it's good to know, like, how you found yourself again, Golden Child too, and fourth quarter, how you're in the crunch time, you're making buckets, and, you know, you're ready. You know you're there, you yeah. know? So have high hopes for you, bro. But, thank yep.
you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. For sure.
All right, word. So, yeah, yeah. So I think this is a great second episode. Definitely more to come. I'm glad you came back on. Maybe we'll have one in person and,
yeah,
you know, we can turn up.
We got have to. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. The third one needs to be like some kind of popping thing, you know, and maybe you can start rapping or something.
Yeah, we got to think about it. But I'm definitely down to do a third for sure. I enjoy these conversations. Part
yeah,
of me wants
sure.
to do like a whole, like a panel. You know what I mean? Like a bunch of podcasters and one, like one time only show type of thing. So we could just have some open dialogue.
That's
you know
idea.
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. That's so, a bad idea. I mean, for my, and I'm just thinking out loud and viewers can listen.
So am I.
But yeah, I'm thinking like for my 100th episode, I was going to get my brother to come on, or I was thinking about doing like a, like there's a room in the library that I know. It's very quiet and has really nice windows. I kind of checked it out. I was going to ask like 4 or 5 podcasters to come there. And I was going to have like 3 or 4 like videos. And it was going to be like a whole video production thing as like the 100th or 110th episode or something.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to hit you up and maybe we can have like a whole convo. And, you know, it can be like a popping thing. Or if you know a spot where we can shoot too, more than welcome. And we can just go ham, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Stay in contact. I'm always looking to just do things. I'm a creative at the end of the day. I like creating. So I'm down, bro.
Yeah, and
sure.
that's always going to be there for you, bro. It's that part
likewise.
Of you will always be there, you
yeah.
know? So, yeah. So last thing, any shout outs to your clothing line, Apply Pressure 2, 2.0, like anything new that came out that I don't know? I think I said everything, right? Golden Child 2, fourth quarter.
Just be on the lookout for more entrepreneurship moves and more music, more content, and just seeing me a lot more. 2024 is a big year, and we're gonna make it happen next year for sure. No
more,
more
podcasts,
no
as well.
Yes, more podcasts
podcast.
For you and for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let's do it. We can even go off every song. I don't care, bro.
Bet. Let's do it.
All right, bro. I'll see you later. But
appreciate
yo,
you, bro.
Catch up soon. All right.
Yes.
Peace,
be
bro.
Safe, bro. All right.
You too. Bye.
Peace.
Peace.